Hello, Audibu. This is coming live from a train. It's the second train from Birmingham New Street to Birmingham International. We had a fairly interesting journey from Cheltenham to Birmingham New Street in that, and this is going to sound freaky to you guys, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm not ashamed of it, about 20 minutes before we were supposed to arrive, the train stopped and stood for quite a while, and the guy said that, you know, they weren't sure what was causing it, and he would let us know what was happening shortly after he came back to us, that it was a complete power failure. Now, I'm a Christian, well, we are Christians, hubby and I, so we decided to pray for the power to come back, and we just prayed and prayed a while, and suddenly, excuse me, my voice is going, suddenly I got this sort of thought in my head, and I believe that, you know, sometimes God can speak through thoughts, so I get this thought, power is restored, same time I get this sense, the door opens and people are coming in, and the train goes off, and we arrive, so basically, call it what you may, some may call it coincidence, some may call it just freaky. I just call it God, to be honest. I just call it God's power. So it's a good start for our trip. We're still waiting for 5:30 when that train is finally going to leave. We would have managed to get an earlier train if it wasn't for that hold up, but never mind, it's happened. I was going to go to Costa Coffee to have a coffee.
Welcome to this Virgin train to London Euston. Calling Birmingham International, Coventry, Watford Junction.
Anyway, there you go. I was going to go there, but because it's already getting so late, and we don't want to eat too late, and we don't want to... We kind of want to try and be in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock, because we have to be up by like 4:30, 5 o'clock to get ready. Sounds like really painful, but yeah, anyway. So, our train's going now. so, yeah, there you go. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, I will pause this. I'm not going to upload it yet, because I am hoping to capture, if at all I can, the monorail journey. I know I've done that last time, but I just quite like it. I like the funny music and the voice, you know, saying, please hold on, we are starting, we are stopping, whatever else. So it'll be quite fun, so I'm going to record that again. Anyway, I shall talk to you all soon. Horses.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
We will.
The airport, sweetheart. At the airports.
Yeah.
At the arrivals. Don't worry.
This is over there, but I don't know where it is.
I know. Well, it's gonna be all right. We'll find it. We'll ask. We'll ask our way around.
Yeah. All right. We'll have a good time.
Thank you very much for your help, sir. Bless you. Alright.
Yeah,
people are coming off still. I just don't want to miss it, that's all.
Door closing.
Whoa.
Doors closing.
Oh my gosh. Right, let me just sit down before you close.
Left.
Left? Left, what left?
No, that left. Just see what's behind you.
Please hold on.
Where
are we?
We are
about to depart for Birmingham Airport.
Oh, yes.
Sorry?
No, it's on the
other.
Yes.
I think it was there. Don't know. There you go. Oh, it's a different kind of music. That's not used to that music. It's new. There you go, folks. You can hear some new music here. Audible in there. Sorry about that. Yeah. That's complete different music, actually. It's nice. Shh. Behave yourself. I'm recording this.
Oh.
I told you to stop. Dope. We have the whole monorail to ourselves here, folks.
Please hold on. We are stopping.
She tells us she has a cold. We are stopped.
Although
she's ill. Anyway.
You are arriving at Birmingham Airport departures level.
Oh,
check-in is located on the ground floor and lifts are available.
Oh. It's rather dark. Okay. Boots, Ibis.
You've got to open the door? Do we open
it? No. I think it should open. I should.
Doors opening.
There you go. That's your answer, I think. What? Sorry. Right, there we go. Hang on, I'm going to stop this audio boot. I'll pause it and then, yeah. Hello, audio boot. We are now in the hotel restaurant, waiting for our main course. We just shared some calamari. And I have opted for a small chicken Caesar salad. And Gav is having three different small pies. With chips, of course. And we might have dessert, depending on how filling our meals are. But I don't think mine is going to be too filling. So I might have enough room for a dessert. This seems to be a really good meal for me, where I still can enjoy three small courses. But what I really want to do is let you hear the ambience of this place. So I will shut up and let you hear it. I like these places where you can smell coffee and food and hear people laughing, and I'm still recording, but yeah, and where you hear drinks being made and food being served, and it's something relaxing about it. So we'll pause this again and we'll hopefully remember to update you guys from my room before we go to bed. God bless you all, and I sound like I'm going to end this movie, but I'm not. Anyway, talk to you soon. Hello, audio boot. This is us from our room in the hotel. I won't waffle long, which is very rare for me, just because I'm not feeling my best. I've eaten too much. Don't actually attempt a gastric bypass. Don't push it, in other words. I thought I'd be okay with a small dessert, but it obviously wasn't that small. Anyway, I'm not feeling great, so I'm not going to waffle and complain here too much, because it really is my own doing. Hey ho, it was nice, and my family cook very healthy, so I'll probably end up losing weight on my family's anyway, so, you know. But yeah, it's a very, very nice room here. It's a disabled room, which I agreed to because I thought it would be on the ground floor. It turns out we're now on the sixth floor. But the lift is very close to our room, and we're going to be picked up tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning. Of course, that's always the time I get up. Not. By staff from the airport. And we hope to get to the check-in to try and find some breakfast, which might be cheaper than on the actual plane, and then hopefully get out and exchange some money into euros. So, just thought I'd wrap this audio up and I put some relaxing music on, and hopefully the queasiness will soon leave me alone. But I know I've got more dumping, as it were, to look forward to, because I'm going to react to the fat I've been eating. I know I will. There you go, people. I'm going to stop waffling now, and I will try and update from the airport tomorrow if I'm not too tired to remember I'll try and update from the airport tomorrow if I'm not too tired to do a boo. There you go. Night, everyone.